Beginnt kein Daten, es sagt es beim Zit der Flamme auf, beginnt man auf, beginnt das Master, beginnt das Gemache, rekorde mit Zad Gede, if there's a hatchet on the side of a wall. Which this is Prashti L'El, this is already explained this on the Chof Heim Abbas, Sipte Maschad, the end of the Maschad, the Notel. Which, in the race it said that, if you find the Talos or Cardinal Zad Gede, it's not considered an Aveda. Now, Tyson previously, had explained that even though the cardamom and the talus are things that would have a simon, however, you shouldn't touch it because on the side of the wall is a totally protected area, and if you have to leave the aved over there, which explains over there that even if the place is not totally protected, however, since it's normal for workers to put the talus or cardamom over there on the side of the wall of the field where they're working, so whoever finds it should not touch it, even if it has a simon. Next time, Master Bignor, the Gemara, Lamal and Machtabach, Mana Prika, Bahulu, why do I have to write Prika? Why have to say Tinam? Which Tosfos explains, in the first, don't explain that the Gemara's question is lamali the kasav kuli kra. Why are we writing the whole passage of the prikoyditin of unloading or loading? No, that's not the question. Because Nimkin, first of all, hechkama, how are you saying iash minatina? If we would let you know that if you tell Yutina loading because the beschad that's what would pay. Hamash will come on from the sound of the Gemara later on the lamali bezim and after teina this that regarding loading. Loya beschar, it wouldn't be with pay. Elam shem nefta prikets only because you're writing unloading. So I know unloading from loading. So obviously, if you're writing loading, it must be with pay. But therefore, that's not because of the actual pasuk itself. But moreover, is the loy shaycha hachsichusa. It wouldn't be appropriate to say this over here. Elam come on only later on where it talks about the necessity of a psukim. Eliyashem rather says Taisis. The Gemara's question is lamali dekatzach mani yitura. Why is there something extra? Jimabina, that we're including Ein Baal of Imai. Now, when the worker, when the owner's not there, Beprika, with unloading, only the cost of Batina, why do you have to write that by loading? And that's what our Gemara is coming to stress on that specific Nakuda. It says, Master begins the Shimon, let me send me cry. According to Shimon, well, it wouldn't be clear which passage, and therefore you have to write both, even though they're both without pay. So, it's a wonder because look, come on, the Gemara later on the Daphne Bezim and Alf, Mashma sounds like. The kra that the pasuk that talks about the neflim baderech that the animal fell on the road loy mesayim Reb Shimon. It's not clear according to Reb Shimon that b'teina that it's with loading up. Could to unim alayu? It could be that the load is on it. That's what mashma it sounds like. Vila kasev elachad. And if I had written only one pasuk of mukmulav prika, I would have said that it's talking about unloading. Now of a kra the rav it's tachas masai, but the pasuk of when it's loaded under its load. According to everyone, that would obviously be unloading the animal. So if you're writing both Shimon, so then you have to say even according to Shimon, that the pasuk of when it fell on the road, is by loading it up. If that's the case, then you should only write one extra source of imay. When the owner is not with you, b'krah the nerf maderech by the pasuka when it falls on the road, because then you would know that that's referring to tina. And therefore the question is why do you need to have both psukim? Because if you're saying it by tina, that even when the owner is not there, you would know for sure by pika that you would have to do it. Why don't you both psukim? We can say it's no, it's actually the Rebbe's Tachas Masai, even the other pasuk when it's loaded under its load. It's also not clear what it would be referring to. And therefore wouldn't be a kashkin the other way around. It would maybe be talking about loading up the animal. How is that possible? Isn't it under its load and you have to unload it? No, because the idea is she'en harbe b'nei adam. Litoin, because he didn't have people to help him load up the animal, mach b'da masai ala behema, he loaded up himself. And he didn't do a good job. Therefore, it's loaded under its package, but it's referring to Ina. Well, come on, and the Gemara later on, however, Lo Yitzrich Lamemer didn't want to say to Le Mesayim that it's not clear. Ela Kra the Neif Maderech only the pasuk of where it fell on the road, not of Rav Yitzchak Masai. Even though, based on what we're saying, that the truth is, we could explain it also. But the truth is, both psukim are not clear. Now, behold the parakli come on. This is the gemara later on. Davlam beiz mabeiz. I behold v'chadalta. That pasuk is bepriku d'chsev is by unloading. And what do you mean? I thought it's not clear. So it's Tosfos Lav Elul Rabbanan. The truth is, right, it's only according to Rabbanan, because Lav Shimon Matzil Lav Betina could be, it would be talking about not by Brika, could be Betina, because according to him, like we explained, both Pesukim are not clearly defined.